and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Gee, Sue.
Good morning, is what you meant.
Good morning. Gee, Sue. You know, all three of us came in there and started, barked. Good morning, everybody. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio. Today, the 7th of October, 2022, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Care and compassion, community and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm.
Good morning.
Little sheep man. Hey, I'm a cattle man. Keep those sheep out of here.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, what's the last time you wrestled with cattle?
The last time I've wrestled with the cow. Well, I have pushed cows with horses, but I haven't, gotten off and wrestled with them. But you have sheep? I didn't realize you had sheep at your farm.
Yeah. Yep.
What other animals do you have?
Oh, just ducks, sheep, and, course dogs, cats, I don't know, things.
All right. Because I said, Nathan, you're kind of cutting it close this morning. He goes, sheep. And once he said sheep, really, that's all he had to say. It was like, okay, there's sheep. There's somewhere a sheep's in this story. What's the weather look like?
The weather today.
I was hoping it was sheep in the sense of feeding sheep, too, by the way.
It was feeding sheep. All right. Anyways, it's sunny and hot today with a high near 96. Tonight it's going to be clear with a low around 63.
I'm laughing. I'm watching this dog that Reed brought in from Haven Humane. He's a hoot. It's, okay. Yeah. He's sitting over. He's got his leash in his mouth going, yeah, catch me, catch me.
Saturday is going to be sunny with a high near 94. Saturday night, low around 62. Sunday, high near 92. Low around 62. It's just the same all week. High near 93 on Monday.
It's pretty much going to be in the no hundreds. We don't see any
hundreds.
Yeah,
it's just...
But 96 is pretty warm. I got my truck yesterday. It said 113.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, hey, thanks a lot. Hey, the weather reports are brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business. They've been around for a couple of decades. And since all the gas comes out of one tank down in a Valero, it's customer service that counts. And they give great customer service. They are super people. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers like friends. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. So I'm here with Reed today from Haven Humane. Hello.
Hi.
And you brought Boots.
I did.
Okay. Boots starts out by when he sees Nathan immediately smelling sheep and wanting to herd him across the road. And then came up to me and sniffed my hand, gave me a friendly look, and then barked at me. So just a little bark.
Yeah. Now, he has a little bit of stranger danger.
Stranger.
He warms up pretty quick with lots of treats.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about Boots.
Boots is just a baby. He's maybe about a year old. Super fun dog. Definitely make a great family dog. Loves to play, go on lots of walks. Also, just down to cuddle on the couch. He's an awesome boy.
Well, he is brindle colored. A beautiful brindle.
He's very pretty.
By the way, a beautiful brindle with a white tip tail and four. Is it four?
He does have four little boots.
Four little boots. He is a pity cross,
yes.
But he's like a pity hound cross.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
You know, I have seen these. They have dogs that looked a lot like him in Hawaii.
Oh, interesting.
And they were pity hound crosses that they use for hunting.
Huh.
Hunting pigs out there. And he, it looks like, right now he's hugging you. he is young. He is exuberant. So you got to understand that.
Yeah, definitely.
But
gonna need some training.
I'm not going to ask how he is on the on the leash. I've already seen that. But if you've got kids, and maybe not a t- toddler because he has got a lot of acumen. He could run over there because he's just an active little pup.
Yeah, very active.
And could knock down.
Doesn't know his own size.
Yeah. But if you get, you know, 5'6" and up, they'll be able to handle him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And he'd have a blast, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh. And he looks like one of those that would retrieve a ball.
Oh, yes. He
for loves, 6 days in a row.
He loves to play with toys.
Yeah. So, okay. So, is there any special kind of things going on?
Yeah, we are still doing our Empty the Shelter promotion that Bissell sponsors. So, all of our adoption fees are fully sponsored.
Fully sponsored.
Until Saturday.
Until tomorrow.
Yes.
So, if you're looking for a great little dog that you can bring up and train in your way.
Yeah.
And he's responsive. He's not an aggressive dog.
Oh, no, and he listens very well.
Yeah. He's not aggressive. He barked because it was, like you said, stranger danger.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, I'm going to bite you.
Yeah, he's bark. Like, who are you?
Yeah, it was like, I'm here. This is really brand new to
me.
Yeah. Okay, so you could get Boots.
Yes.
For free, and you can look in our chat room later, and we're going to have his photo in there.
Yay!
And good job, producer. And
no problem.
Yeah. And and it's free.
Yes, we are doing most of
our... Now, this
of our...
really is free, my friends. This isn't your tax dollars. This is the Bissell Foundation, and the Lady Bissell, and we're talking about Bissell Vacuum Cleaners, which is... You know, she loves animals, and she has helped out so many shelters.
Oh, yes.
Through the years, and this has been going on for years.
Yeah.
And I got a feeling that when Ms. Bissell goes away, the foundation is still going to be there.
Most likely, hopefully. Yeah.
So we usually, when it's like the, you know, $25 fee, we paid that before, right here at Free Fire Radio.
That's awesome.
But we don't have to worry about that, so.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Bark
Wine and Brew.
Bark Wine and Brew. Yeah, it was great.
You were there.
I was there. So were you.
Yes, I was. I have proof.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What were you dressed up as?
I was just wearing, I think it was a ringmaster's jacket. I'm not too sure.
You're one of those people, too.
Yes.
Well, Mark was all dressed up.
I was doing check-in, so that's might have been where you saw me.
And it was funny. They said, are you going to need to give us your debit card?
Yeah.
And I said, of course not, because I'm really trying to toe the line here. Well, little lady, you know how that worked.
How'd it
go? Had to go over there later, give him my debit card so we could carry out all
the stuff. Yeah, it was a great time.
Oh, Linda put her hand up for $200 for a cake, and I just looked at her. $200. Luckily, the cake went for like, it was that chocolate cake.
Oh.
It went for, what was it, $800?
Something like that. It was a lot.
Oh, my gosh. People were so generous.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was a full event. And really, I tell you what, Wind River outdid themselves on food, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. That was the first time I've been, but it was great.
Thoroughly outdid themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. Any last thoughts here before I have to chase you away?
Yeah, we are doing most of our adoptions by appointment right now. So if you are able to give us a call at 530-241-1653, we could set you up an appointment to find your new best friend.
Also, 96 degrees today, even though it's, you know, cooler and it gets down to 92, it is still hot in those cars.
It is.
You know, when I got in my truck yesterday, it was 113, and I couldn't believe it. So
be deceiving.
Just remember that it's just because it's gotten a little bit cooler, still protect your furry little friends.
Yeah.
Well, Reed, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
What do you do when you're not doing this?
Well, I have my own pets, and I spend a lot of time with them. Love
what
my
kind of
animals.
Pets do you have?
I also have a little pity mix about the same age as Boots,
and
then I have a couple cats.
How do they get along?
They love each other. My cats love my dog.
Is that right? Did you get your dog when it was a puppy?
I did. I actually fostered her through Haven, and Foster failed and ended up keeping her.
Foster failed.
Yes.
It was a foster fail, so you kept her.
Yep.
That's dangerous.
It is.
Yeah, you know what? Fostering any animal.
Mm-hmm.
At one time in my life, in my former life, we had friends that rescued birds.
Oh, wow.
And they'd just been locked in that house for years. Not locked in the house, but they couldn't go anywhere because
you
have to feed these babies so many times. We took it on for a week. Let me tell you. I mean, that's a 24-hour-day job.
Yeah.
Well, practically. Mm-hmm. Feeding baby birds.
The tiny little baby birds.
Oh, God. And so I, you know what? God smiles on foster.
Oh, yeah.
Parents awesome. Of all kinds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Reed.
Thank you.
For being here. And, okay, Boots is available. He's young. He's exuberant. He's beautiful. And he's going to make a great family dog. And so give him a call at?
530-241-1653.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey. Yes, I am a little exuberant this morning. As soon as Nathan came in, I started sniping at him, and which you know is when I'm in a happy mood.
Yeah.
And Sue yelled at me, which Sue, can she hear me? No, she can't hear me.
She if she wanted to.
Yeah, she could. So the reason it is because I got a great night's sleep last night. Oh my gosh. You know, sometimes, you know, I go to bed late. I just do because I'm reading or something. And but last night I hit the bed early and my sleep number enveloped me. It gave me, I set it, my sleep number setting at 50 and it was like somebody had hit me with a sledgehammer. Boom. That was it. And Linda had already beaten me. Asleep.
She beat you to sleep?
She beat me. No. Okay. She went to sleep first. She beat me to sleep. Maybe that's what it was. It was a sledgehammer. Her sleep number setting is 30. Being able to adjust both sides of that bed really, really makes a difference, my friends. And Sleep Number has so many different beds. I so much recommend, if you're looking for a bed and a great night's sleep, go down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center and go on over there and talk to any of the professionals in there. I mean, they train them on sleep, and different sleep, programs, what happens if you're not sleeping well here. You lay on a bed there that shows the pressure points in your body on just a regular bed. And then when you adjust it, how those pressure points go away. Yeah. And they've got the new 360 smart bed technology that literally works with you on hot weather and cold weather. So why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. And now, don't miss that Sleep Number special introductory offer on the new Climate 360 smart bed. Only on the Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Try it. You won't be sorry. I will be right back.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Parton, candidate for Redding City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Redding. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
Hi, this is Reading Mayor Pro Tem Mark Mazzano. I'm excited to tell you I'm endorsing Marcus Parton for Reading City Council. He is the best choice for Reading.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
I'm just out to find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird, I'm more than a plane.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, the mellow studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Let me tell you something. You know, the people that we do these live reads for, we know the businesses. We do business with them. And I can tell you that Doug Tooley is just a fine guy. He works really hard. We had to adjust our satellite dish because they changed satellites on us. And, I mean, this, we're not talking about a gross movement. I mean, this is like, you have to really fine tune these satellite dishes. And this satellite dish is what? It's a big one. It's what, 12 feet across at least.
Oh yeah.
And, We got an estimate, $4,000, to adjust it. And I called Doug, and I said, Doug, you work in satellites? He said, yeah, I'll come over. 10 minutes later, using a compass and looking at it and looking at where, you know, he adjusts it and hits it first time perfectly. Cost me $40.
So was it 5 minutes?
Yeah, he didn't even want to pay me. And I said, no, you had to drive over here. This is the kind of guy Doug Tooley is. And he owns BNT Satellite, and that's Redding's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology and TV. And he's been doing this for over 30 years. He is a great guy. Don't call the 800 number. Keep it local. You call the 800 number, now you are at they don't know who you are. They don't even live in this country. Doug Tooley lives right here. He takes care of his customers. Give him a call at 530-241-3474. And he's got all types of deals. So many of them we can't even begin to talk about for first-time DISH people and people who've had DISH for a while. So BNT Satellite, totally recommend them. Okay, I understand out that, and I haven't heard this before, but somebody told me that at your ranch that you have,
yeah,
that they constantly hear this, Nathan,
Really? We're back on this.
Okay, I've been, you know, I've, everybody knows I'm a member of the Reading Rodeo Association. And, well, if you don't, you know now. So I've been, it's making Linda crazy. They did, on the Cowboy Channel, they did 100 rodeos in 100 days. I bet I watched 60 different rodeos, you know, parts of rodeos. Well, they had the mutton busting. And that is one of the most, we have it here at the Reading Rodeo. And these little kids get these, you know, they get their little flak jackets to wear and their helmets, and they turn them loose, and off they go. And, you know, some of them are happy. Almost all of them are happy. Some of them not so happy. And as they're picking them up to put them on the sheep, it's like trying to put a cat in water. And then you realize they probably don't want to put that kid on the sheep, right? Others, they had this at the Pasadena, Texas rodeo. These little kids come in there, and they had, instead of having sheared sheep, they had left the wool on. And these kids are wrapped in there. And the cameraman's right there, and the little kid's looking up at the camera, big smile on his face, and they turn it loose, you know, and 5 steps later, they do a face plant. This one little girl rode this sheep all the way across the arena to the other wall, around the wall, and then the sheep are in their little flock there. And so runs over to that, then all the sheep run, and the clowns that are assisting with this, the bullfighters, they're chasing the sheep. The little girl is still clamped in there. They're trying, and the sheep's avoiding being caught. And the little girl is on it, and she is not getting off. She is like somebody had super glued her to the sheep. And they were, you're watching them chasing around the arena. Kid got a 99. Should have had 112 as a score. So anyway, moving on. Hey, you got an electric car? Well,
wait, what?
Well, if you have an electric car and it gets caught in a hurricane, you might want to check it out. Electric vehicles are exploding from water damage in Florida. Not just a few. Top Florida state official warned Thursday that firefighters have battled a number of fires caused by electric vehicle batteries being waterlogged. Never thought about that, but if you think about it, it makes sense.
Was it also hybrids or just the electric?
It just says EV batteries that have been waterlogged in the wake of the hurricane are at risk of corrosion. And as soon as they corrosion, it could lead to an unexpected fire. And they've got photos of a car just, you know, standing there that the firefighters are trying to put out. Firefighters have to have special training to put out this electric fire because these things burn fast and hot. And it's, in fact, some of them at charging stations have literally exploded. Not exploded like a nuke, but exploded into fire and have caused fires in some of these garages to the fact that some garages don't let electric vehicles in there to charge. There's a ton of EVs disabled from Ian. As these batteries corrode, fires start, says the Jimmy Petronas, the state's top financial officer and fire marshal. How can you be the top financial officer and fire marshal? You know, that's a way of saving money. Instead of having, you know, paying somebody else another $150,000 a year, hey, we're going to give you another, you know, coffee break down here down in Florida, and you're going to be not only our top financial officer, we're going to make you the chief fire marshal. Yeah, I can do that. Okay. This is a new challenge that our firefighters haven't faced before, at least on this kind of scale. It takes a special treatment and understanding of EVs to ensure these fires are put out quickly and safely. And he's talking about these different fire departments that are working there. He published a video of firefighters in Naples, Florida, battling a fire started from a Tesla's EV battery. A bystander's overheard a video saying the crew had used hundreds of gallons of water attempting to put out the fire. I'm not sure if it should be a water type thing, or of course I'm not arguing with firefighters, but it seems like there ought to be some kind of a
like a foam,
a foam or a solution or a powder or something like that that you can spray onto.
Throw sand on it. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it turned to glass.
Jeez. I mean, Ian, millions of residents to lose power cords, as we know, over 100 deaths. And meanwhile, consumers are increasingly turning to EVs as the Biden administration has totally screwed America when it comes to gas. And the price of gas going up. But after this break, I have good news for all of us middle class and, you know, workers about gas prices in California. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is community oriented. Cornerstone Community Bank is local board of directors. They've been in business 15 years. They've been helping move dreams forward, local dreams forward, since the day they opened. They've got a branch in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, two right here in Redding, 1845 California Street, which is why I go with right down the street here. The main branch over at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and the newest branch in Anderson on Ventura Street. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We do our banking with Cornerstone. I'm very, very happy with that. Again, a local bank, a local group of people here that is, they do great work. We'll be right back.
If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Jump so high.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino to see the award-winning Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band remains one of the most accomplished bands in American roots music.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
This high-energy show will fill the event center Friday, October 7th. Tickets start at $30.
Plus fees. Must be 21 to attend.
Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm begging you to stay.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:34 in the morning here. It's about 60 degrees out there. For the next week, it's going to be about the same. If I tell you it's going to be 90, what is it, 92 today?
Yeah.
94
right
today?
About that.
Yeah, you could just say, and it's going to be sunny, and it's going to be in the low 60s tonight. It's going to be like that for a week.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you go to a business and they do what they say they're going to do, a service business, and then they back it up, and the back it up by if anything happens, just bring it back in. And you get, you know, I'll fix that. I guarantee it for life. That's Crackmaster windshield repair. This guy knows how to repair windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. The reason I'm saying this is in 2007, I bought my F-150 truck. And I had a small crack later on, a small crack in the windshield. Well, a small crack, it was 8 inches long. And I took it down to Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And he fixed it. He says, not going to get any better, or better, any bigger. I've done it in such a way that, you know, it's really difficult to see. That was in 2007. And guess what? Still can't see it. Still can't see where that crack was in the windshield. That's the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does. It's a veteran-owned business, and if you've got a chip or a crack in your windshield, why don't you get a free inspection and analysis by just coming in to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Okay, gas. Why is it that I'm at gas stations, I see people crying when they're putting gas into their vehicles? Somebody told me they came back, they had a family thing, and they filled up their gas tank, right? They put $100 in, and that's all the pump would give them. So he had to put his card in again and pump another $100 to fill up that truck. And I'm sitting there thinking, $200 for a pickup truck. Think about this, my friends. But according to the information I have here, that even though it hit the highest, unprecedented average of $6.49 a gallon for regular, in some prices at Southern California locations hit more than $8. But experts said Golden State drivers whose tanks aren't near empty may want to hold off filling up because relief is in sight. When it reached at $6.42 a gallon, it starts to drop. And, of course, we're $3 higher than the national average. By midday, though, there was news. Wholesale spot prices for gasoline sold by refineries and others in the Golden State had dropped by midday Wednesday by as much as $1.25 a gallon. Why? Why do you think that is, Nathan? I'll help you out.
Yeah.
We were using the summer blend, and Newsom said, we're going to go into the winter blend early. Instead of waiting until November, he's opening it up in October. It's less refining and means that it doesn't cost as much. So gas prices are going to be dropping here, and probably this weekend, because they have to sell the gas they already bought. So it could be dropping over $1 per gallon. Now, I'm not promising that. I'm just going by what the state tells me, and you know the state. The biggest factor contributing to the decline was the change from the summer blend to the winter blend gasolines. And the Newsom spokesman, I'm not even going to say what he said. It's still bad. And some gas stations dropped their prices Wednesday night, which I did not see around here, so maybe in some areas. But they said by this weekend you should start seeing a little bit of a difference. So if you still got like a quarter of a tank or an eighth of a tank, and you can wait till tomorrow, you may be able to save $1 a gallon. Though I don't think it's going to drop that much. I could be totally wrong, and I hope I am. This whole crisis started under the Biden administration. Yeah, just let me say it. You know, he makes it harder for people for them to drill. Oh, they've got 8,000 leases. Well, okay, 8,000 leases. Some of them may not be able to produce oil. Some may not produce enough oil, and you still got to go in there and check and see if set up the equipment and get it in refineries. And let's just face it, oil companies are not investing billions of dollars in new refineries. Why? Because the administration in places like California are pushing the electric vehicle so hard. And 2035, there will be no internal combustion engine sold new. Let me say that again, internal combustion vehicle sold. However, you can still buy used and have your used vehicle. But how much do you want to bet? I'm not a fortune teller here. But how much do you want to bet there'll be more legislation that, 2035, you can only buy new EVs. Well, within 10 years, you can't have an internal combustion engine. You've got to get an EV, which then produces, unless things change dramatically in the next 13 years, two tiers of people. You have people that can afford EVs, and you have people that can't afford EVs. So then you buy a used EV. Now, I've seen things that, a used EV, that battery has a finite life.
Yeah.
And to put a new battery into a car, it's thousands of dollars, like $20,000. But a new you don't go down to Napa Auto Parts and buy a battery and just stick it in, take off the leads to get in. No, your car is a battery. So I can't wait to see how this ends. I hope I'm around for this. I don't know if I'll be living in California then. However, because it's just amazing to watch the things that are happening. Now, they're sending out checks. State of California is sending out checks.
I heard.
If you make more than $250,000 or less than $250,000 as an individual or $500,000 for a household, you get a check for like $1,080.
You might be able to afford gas that month.
Well, you think about that. At the price of gas, and gas drives everything up, cost of fuel. What about your the heating of your home? And it's $1 a gallon more, even though it's cheaper than it was. It's not
propane,
2 gallons or more. Yeah, everything is. Everything is. How far is that $1,000 going to go? Instead of just getting their arms around this and saying maybe we should reduce the gas tax. But we just had an increase in the gas tax in July and then another one. This is just, the average person in California, it's like the death of 1,000 cuts. It's not like somebody just comes up and drives a spear through your chest. No. They come up and make a little cut on your arm and then you get cut on your back. Then you're on your leg. I mean, it just keeps going on and on and on, but the same result. You eventually bleed out. And what are we bleeding? Dollars. And at a certain point, those dollars, we have run out of those dollars. And all of these programs that California is pushing, we've got a $92 billion surplus. What happens when the big companies just finally say, you know what, you just hit us again with another 2.5% increase on our taxes, and then next year another 2.5? And then, they pass that on to consumers, but at some point, as we have seen over the last 8 years, companies just leave. I've talked to people here in town that, lived here for a long time. Their kids now are off to college. Guess what? When they retire, they're gone. They're gone. The kids have moved out. There's nothing here. They like Redding. They are part of Redding. But it's not Redding. It's California.
Hey, Carl, real quick.
Yes, sir.
You know it's National Inner Beauty Day.
Oh.
Right?
Well,
you're beautiful.
Thank you. So are you.
Well,
we all are.
Parts
inner,
of you.
Inner beauty. Nathan. I see you've been busy over there.
Oh, what?
I see you've been busy in the.
Oh. Here.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by another guy who knows what he's doing and does great work. A local guy, veteran-owned business. It's Mike Huber over at State Granite. Did a beautiful job on our kitchen, and I've seen other work he has done. He made the table right here in the studios, but I've seen other work he's done over at Enjoy the Store and other people's homes. This guy is a true artist when it comes to putting granite, slate, marble, tile in your house, in your kitchen, bathroom, or other places. He works by appointments only because he's a very busy guy. So for a free consultation where you've got this idea and then he can kind of make it come true, this dream of yours, give him a call at 530-241-STONE or check out his website at estategranite.com. That's Mike Huber, veteran-owned business, Estate Granite. He's one of the good guys. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Goldleaf Nursery Fall Sale starts October 1st and runs through October 15th. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon to box tree size, and 50% off selected shrubs and trees. Just in time for the fall planting. At Goldleaf Nursery, we have a beautiful selection of garden concrete fountains and statuary. And all statuary is on sale, 20% off. Don't miss out on this 40 to 50% off shrub and tree sale. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
There ain't nothing wrong with mine. It's got 40-some thousand miles and the engine runs just fine. No,
I love the bump music you guys find. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, a great selection of jewelry ranging from estate jewelry to Native American and more. At Four Winds Jewelry, at very fair prices, and wonderful people down there, Rebecca and Henry and Leonard. Great, great place to shop for jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Good morning, Terry.
Hello, Terry. Hold on.
Oh, good night. All right, good morning, done. Terry.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, I'm living the dream, man.
Anyway, I just wanted to let people know that we're going to have kind of an open line, but maybe a little more information that maybe is a little more hard-hitting than normal on Sunday. And there's a lot of things that have been going on as far as locally and a lot of things that have been going on in the state that I think needs to be addressed. And a lot of people just, I don't know that are aware of these things. Did you get my message about Mark Moser, who's running for the United States Senate for the state of California yesterday?
Yeah, and he was, what, last night?
Yes, sir.
I got it after the show. I couldn't announce it, so.
Oh, no problem. Yeah. It's just a matter of we did put it on Facebook, and it's about 20 minutes where Mark speaks, and I think it's well worth listening to.
Okay. So we can hear what he said then.
Yes.
I like him.
Yeah, well, you know, he's what we have.
He's what we have. That's one way of putting it.
Well, you know, hey, if you're going to go down the field with your quarterback, you've got to have some faith in him, right?
Got to have some faith in him.
So, anyway, Mark did explain why he's on the ballot twice. He was joking about vote often and vote early and vote often, you know, because he's on the ballot twice, and that's because, as we know, Kamala Harris was made the vice president, and therefore, according to the Constitution, the governor can pick in the said state whoever would be the replacement for the United States senator that is either resigning or dying or doing whatever they do or getting promoted, so to speak, to vice president. So what happened is that if you read that law, you'll know that the particular appointee, Padilla, his term would only be good on him taking over for someone else until the next election. And that's why Mark Moser's on there twice. So what happens during this upcoming election is whoever wins between Padilla and Moser takes office November the 9th until January the 3rd for the remainder of that portion of time. And then that same person would have a six-year term, the full term for Senate of the United States right behind that. So it's a pretty interesting scenario. What it does do, if Mark Moser, who is the only one in the United States in this position, does get elected and does win over Padilla, the Senate breaks the tie. It's now 51-49 because Padilla will be gone. So it's a big, big, big deal if you aren't happy with the state of California, Padilla, or the way the United States Senate's running, that Mark Moser gets elected.
Let me ask this question. There's a possibility, let's just say, that Mark wins the one election through January, but loses a second one for the next 6 years. I mean,
well, what it does, what that would do is it would, I mean, there's a possibility, of course, of that, but if that does happen, it's unlikely, but it could happen. Now, if it does happen, and Mark only wins that one portion, what it does do is it creates a situation to where the Democrats, the lame duck Democrats can't do whatever they want between November the 9th and January the 3rd. And I think you got the video that I sent you on the scenario how Gavin Newsom could become president of the United States without anybody casting a vote. I think you got that one, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that scenario could only be done, in which that would happen, if, in fact, Congress, meaning the Senate and the House of Representatives, would actually approve the appointment that Biden would make. And if it's 50-50 with Kamala Harris being the swing vote, and that she would be there until she was not there, and she would be the swing vote. So what would happen is that the appointment for vice president, if Kamala Harris was to take this job and leave, and I think the Democrats want that, but if that happens, it would be 50-50, and then the one would be Kamala Harris, and what would happen is that Gavin Newsom could become vice president, and then if, in fact, Biden resigns, he would be president of the United States, and no one but no one would have ever casted a vote. That happened with Nixon and Ford, and it happened with Ford and Agnew just before that.
Well, you know, what Terry is talking about, and from what I understand, is let's just say Biden steps down.
Yes.
Kamala becomes president, and then she names her vice president. And this
no, Kamala wouldn't become president because the scenario, if you see that scenario, and I'll send it to you again, but if you see that scenario, what would happen is Kamala, basically, there's a lot of rumor out there that she's being offered a job for a lot of money, I don't know, to save the planet, the three-legged flying monkey or something, I don't know. But she's going to make it a better place, and that the powers that be want her for a more powerful job, a better job, and she could serve her country better and blah, 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 blah. So she would basically step down, and she takes that. Now, if she steps down in taking that, what would happen is, according to the Constitution, is the president could select the vice president of the United States as long as he gets the approval of Congress. And with the Congress swinging toward the left...
I understand it, but she said something that I'm a little bit confused about.
Okay, go ahead.
If Biden steps down.
Later on.
Well, I mean, if he steps down next tomorrow. Okay. Are you saying that Kamala Harris would not fleet up to be the president?
Well, she would be, but I don't think that's the scenario.
No,
I don't
think but, that could happen.
Absolutely. Well, that would be, that's just automatic.
And then she could name Gavin Newsom as her vice president.
Yeah, same thing.
And then she takes that job, though God knows why you would step down from president.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then that's another scenario I've heard. And
absolutely.
Then she can appoint anybody she wants. However,
absolutely.
The only stopgap on that is the Senate.
Mark Moser is the only stopgap in the United States. That's the thing that made that so important. We should have made it people more aware of what's going on. That's how important it is that Mark Moser wins that race. And there was a lot of people that ran. There was James Bradley, who's a friend. He's a good guy. You know, Cordy Williams is a good guy, but Mark won, and Mark's a good man, and he knows the Constitution. And he's not afraid. So, point is that if Mark Moser gets in, both scenarios, the one you just talked about and the one that we had mentioned on the video, that we had talked about on the video that we sent out to a lot of people, both of those scenarios would be a moot point, because what we could do is make sure that the Congress is now swinging more toward the right than the left.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see that in about a month from now.
Well, I hope so. You know, I really do. I think that...
I think people are tired of all the BS that's going on, Terry.
Yes, sir.
I mean, from both sides of the aisle. You know what? You know, Democrats are turning away the Hispanic voter that has just been kind of ignored by the Democrats. Oh, they'll always vote for us. They've stepped way back. Even the black community said, you know what, this is just too much.
Oh, so, you're so right. In fact, in the Latino community, there's a 40% swing at this point.
Yeah, I saw that. And the thing is that, that famous question, are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? And people will, we're not. We're just not. And I got one more thing I want to talk about. So that's Terry's show. It's going to be at 9 o'clock.
Yes. And then the week after that, we will have Congresswoman Walpa for the full hour on the 16th. And then on the 23rd, we'll have Mark Moser. I don't know whether he's going to come up and stay here and come on live, but he will be on either
Congressman's going to be on here after the news break. But I have one more thing I want to hit. Thanks a lot, Terry, for the phone call.
You bet.
Okay. We've got 89,000 new IRS agents, right? I'm sorry. I exaggerated. 87,000.
Way off.
Right. Way off. Now, they're issuing firearms to bureaucrats. In a training video from the FBI them training, FBI expect them to have them, okay? FBI. But the IRS, and there's others. The Department of Energy. I mean, so the bottom line here is that there are over 200,000 federal bureaucrats have now been granted the authority to carry guns and make arrests. 200,000, which just happens to be larger, that number's larger than the United States Marine Corps. So, NASA has its own, NASA has its own fully outfitted SWAT team. NASA. Why does NASA have a SWAT team? I don't understand that. Health Department of Health and Human Services has 1,300 armed people, including carrying weapons, including shotguns, submachine guns, and 189 automatic weapons. And we've got a break. Anyway, hey, after the news, Congressman Moffitt should be calling us. And so we'll be right back.
Smiling at me. Casey and I, Shasta Reddy.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A sell-off on Wall Street sparked by this morning's release of the September jobs report. The government says American employers grew their payrolls by 263,000 jobs, while the unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%. Wall Street fears this robust report will prompt further significant interest rate hikes by the Fed in a bid to slow the economy and thereby fight inflation. President Biden says it's been 60 years since the threat of nuclear Armageddon has been this high, saying Vladimir Putin wasn't joking when talking about using nukes in Ukraine. Biden telling a Democrat fundraiser, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis." Up almost 2.5 cents since yesterday, gas prices continue to climb. AAA's national average, $3.89 a gallon. And pump prices expected to continue rising now that OPEC will cut production by 2 million barrels per day. President Biden's reaction.
Disappointment, and we're looking at what alternatives you may have.
And apparently that includes easing sanctions on Venezuela's dictatorship in a bid to get more oil from there. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa seeking a probe of the FBI.
Grassley wants the investigation after a whistleblower alleged that an internal review found 665 FBI personnel have resigned or retired to avoid accountability and misconduct probes over the past two decades. The whistleblower told Grassley, the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, that the Justice Department launched the review of the FBI's disciplinary database in 2020, following an investigation into sexual misconduct allegations involving at least six senior FBI officials. Keith Peters reported.
The Dow is down 412 points, the Nasdaq off 281. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The secret to the market beat stock pick strategy is so simple, it is going to drive you crazy. Ask yourself, is this current market making you sick? Logging into your brokerage account day after day only to see lots of red? Well, let me tell you a secret. The best stocks to own are the companies that are consistently printing real profits year over year. The crazy thing is that it's even more effective in months like right now. Down markets means everything goes on sale, including these profit printing machines. Want to stop playing the loser's game and guessing what the next hot stock will be? MarketBeat is about to text you our new report. 7 stocks to buy and hold forever. When you text the word profit to 68285, these companies print billions each year in profit and show no sign of slowing down. Get your free copy of 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever. Just text PROFIT to 68285. Text the word PROFIT to 68285. Don't wait. This report is only available for a limited time. Text the word PROFIT to 68285.
Message and data rates apply. Individual results may vary. Consult with your tax or investment professional.
Thailand is in mourning following a horrific attack at a preschool.
The attacker killed at least 24 children, most of them preschoolers, and several teachers as he continued to fire on people as he fled the scene. When he returned home, he killed his wife and his own child before killing himself. In a nearby hospital, people queued to give blood. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha told reporters he was shocked by the ex-officer's actions. "This shouldn't happen. I feel deep sadness towards the victims and their relatives." Hours after the shooting, a stream of emergency workers emerged from the daycare, each of them carrying white coffins. Authorities say the assailant was fired from the force earlier this year because of a drug offense. I'm Karen Chamas.
This week's death toll from separate sinkings of two migrant boats in the Mediterranean off Greece has risen to 22, about a dozen people still missing. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Layoffs on the way at General Electric.
The cuts are coming to GE onshore wind turbine business. The unit has been battling higher raw material costs due to inflation and supply chain pressures. Roughly 20% of U.S. workers will be affected. The company notified employees in North America, Latin America, the Middle East, and Africa about the cuts. It also has plans to cut its onshore wind workforce at a later date in Europe and Asia Pacific. John Scott reports.
Russia's Vladimir Putin turning 70 today, but it may not be a happy birthday for the Kremlin strongman. His army is suffering humiliating defeats in Ukraine, hundreds of thousands of Russians fleeing his mobilization order, and his top lieutenants are publicly insulting military leaders. A senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment puts it this way, "This is really a hard moment for him, but he can't accuse anyone else. He did it himself." More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, and today is the 7th of October. Yay, it's National Inner Beauty Awareness Day.
Just National Inner Beauty Day.
And I am totally, totally just, and you'll know why. 8:05 in the morning, and news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Health, your health, our community's health, and they have done so many things. Been on the cutting edge of so many new techniques, bringing in, becoming a training hospital for residents, bringing in about 24 new doctors to the area to do the residency training for 3 years. Right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our guest today will be Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and he's in the studio, or he's walking around the studio right now. So you work over at, of course, across the street.
Right.
One of your jobs you have, besides yeah. chasing sheep. How many sheep do you have?
Like 10, 12.
Okay, and I'm talking to Nathan, of course, our producer.
Right.
Anyway, hit the weather, and by that time, we'll be ready.
Today, it's going to be sunny and hot with the high. Am I going to mute you?
You know what? That is such an old, bad joke. I mean, you know, anytime he raises sheep, you know, I mean, it's like.
Yeah.
Was it Wyoming, where men are men and sheep run scared?
Do you know what's really delicious, though? Lamb chops.
I tell you what. Rack of lamb.
Amazing.
I was introduced to that by a New Zealand lady.
Oh.
And she says, have you ever had that? And this is years and years ago, of course. When I tell a story, and I act like it's yesterday, Linda says, how many years ago was that? And you know, well, that was in the 80s.
Yesterday.
But rack of lamb in New Zealand produces some of the, of course, our country does too, but
well, they produce
back
like
then,
70% of the world's lamb.
Yeah, and
it's crazy.
Rack of lamb, I love rack of lamb.
So
and it's rare. I mean, not rare, I mean, it's cooked rare because that is absolutely the best way to eat it. And I'm not real crazy about having, you know, bloody, and it's not bloody, but it's just rare. But anyway, let's hit the weather.
Oh, right. Today it's sunny and hot with a high near 96 with a low tonight around 63. Saturday and Sunday are going to be a high near 94, 92 and a low around 62. Monday is also a high near 93 and a low around 61. Actually, the whole week is a high near 90 and a low near 60. So that's it.
Okay, well, it is. You know, instead of going through every day, we'll just say this week is going to be like this. There'll be times when we're going to have to do individual days.
Oh.
But on this one, hey, our weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And I wax eloquently about how good those people are down there, the Kinney family. And it is a family business. They've been in the business 20-plus years. as we all know, propane comes out of Valero, out of the same tank. So it comes down to customer service, and they have just outstanding customer service. They literally treat their customers as their friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793.
Yeah.
We're trying to round up the congressman who's up there someplace.
Real quick, though, it is also National Body Language Day. If you were
National Body Language Day.
Right, right.
Okay. Oh. Hey, joining us in the studio. Totally surprised because nobody told me it was going to happen. But is Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
That's the best part, right?
Good morning.
It is. You know, surprises are good. Because, you know, it's funny, Nathan just asked me. He says he should be calling in. And I said, yeah. I said, occasionally he comes in. And so here you are. So welcome to the show.
Well, good morning.
This is one of our new producers.
Hey, Nathan.
Good morning.
Morning.
You're back in town.
Yeah.
Oh, did they cut you all loose this month? For
well, in the sense that Congress is out of session,
out of session.
Yeah,
completed, well, that's where I'm at.
Whatever it is we're doing back there last week, yeah. So, we finished up. I can't speak for what the Senate might be finishing up here, but so it's now the season where you go back home and be in the district and campaign or take care of actual business, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, this is that time. We won't have to go back into session until November, 14th or 15th or something like that, you know, unless Biden gets us in a nuclear war and we have to do some things like that.
So. Yeah, he just used the word Armageddon with Russia talking about using tactical nukes. What's your feeling on this, Congressman?
Not a fan.
But the Russians obviously thought when they moved into Ukraine, it was just going to be a walkover, and by the time the world could get their, you know, get their stuff together, it was going to be a fait accompli. Well, he ran into a buzzsaw, and one of the things in the military, if you're in the military, you're watching all this, is a discovery is it's a paper tiger. The Russian forces aren't that good.
Well, it certainly has exposed what Russian military readiness and maybe quality of equipment and things like that really looks like. And so that exposes the whole world to us, to China, everybody else. But obviously they still have a nuclear arsenal. They have small tactical nukes. They have the big ones still sitting in silos. So that has to be taken serious. And, you know, we don't really know. Have they put their best on the front line yet? Have they really shown what they could do? And do we really want to find that out? I don't think we want to. So they've gotten away with some thuggery with Ukraine for a lot of years, and, you know, overtaking Crimea down there in the south end were, strategically important in the Black Sea and such. And then what they've been doing to Ukraine has certainly taken a bite out of the world economy as far as Ukraine being a major ag producer and exporter of wheat and several other types of food, as well as other minerals, you know, for you would use in producing fertilizer. Somebody I know, they were getting their CPAP machine was made in Ukraine. They had to wait weeks and weeks.
And machine is for people with sleep apnea, and they need that so that it doesn't, you know, so they can live.
Yeah.
In many cases, sleep apnea can.
It certainly has caused a ripple with
the fertilizer. People didn't realize how much of our fertilizer in the United States came from the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Plus the breadbasket for Europe.
Europe grain. And probably a lot of third world countries.
Yeah,
Carl,
that's true.
That's, you know, I mean, when we watch what they're doing to devastate agriculture in this state and in this country with the regulations that are coming in out of Gavin Newsom and Sacramento on water usage and then, you know, federally as well. I mean, it doesn't seem our government is working at all to help the people. And I'm not just, you know, being dramatic. You know, our porous open border, the cost of everything, getting energy that is reliable, a reliable energy supply, whether it's natural gas, diesel, gasoline, or electricity generation, they don't seem to care right now. They're more hell-bent on taking the Klamath Dams out up north of here. They're letting all the water just run out from Shasta and Oroville are two major. Those two dams are 8 million acre feet. Last year, they were dumping water out of Shasta that was not turning a turbine in, I think, May, maybe June. And so we lost, I don't want to quote the number, but might have been 300,000 acre feet that did not turn a turbine, you know. And this in California, where our grid is just on the edge at any hot day of shutting down. So amazingly, the state legislature had a last-minute revelation that they decided to help keep Diablo Canyon open another 5 years. And so the one nuclear power plant it did pass.
Okay.
Yes. It represents 9% of the state power grid. You take 9% of anything away, you know, turn your lights down here 9%, things start, you know, blowing up.
No.
So, you know, so I was amazed they did that because everything else is anti-energy. Biden himself wants to import more oil from Venezuela or the Saudis or whoever, and they rewarded him by cutting production. Was it 2 million barrels a day here? You know, when after the plea?
2 million. They were talking about 1 million, and when they finished, it was 2 million barrels a day.
They doubled
which
down.
Which kind of tells me that perhaps we don't have bargaining power anymore with the OPEC.
Well, I don't think we're looked at as seriously by others around the world anymore. So, you know, our biggest worry isn't climate change or that sort of thing. It's really the national debt on one hand and China on the other. Okay, as we see interest rates creep up, that's going to devour the discretionary part of the federal budget that we have in order to service debt that's sitting at about $31 trillion now. And so
another new record, by the way, the other day.
It's a new record. I mean, yeah, no one couldn't have set that before now. So, you know, I mean, we have to prioritize what we're doing. And me saying those words, I'm almost just can't even spit the words out, Carl. It's just amazing what's going on. And so many people are just walking around dumbfounded. How could this be happening to our country? How could we be looking at empty store shelves, you know, of food? We're always, you know, the horn of plenty. We never have to worry about food in this country except for, you know, some of the poor. But even then, if they find their way to the resources, everybody's willing to help them. You know, you got an amazing rescue mission here in town. You know, so all sorts of things.
Congressman, we need to take a break because at this time of the year, we have many people running for office, and we need to play those spots. So we're going to take a quick break here.
I hope mine comes on.
Maybe it will. Maybe it will. Okay. This has been an interesting year when it comes, you know, during the primaries and now. You know, we've had to increase, not right now, but we had to increase at one point, increase our break sizes just to get all the political.
Don't tell the listeners that.
Yeah. Well,
they'll go to the fridge.
They came back to me and told me that. Are these breaks getting a little bit longer? Sorry, guys. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. I delivered our local paper before the age of 12. I managed a grocery store in Anderson at 19 and later on another store in Happy Valley. I've been a driver salesman for the last 20 years for various companies here in Shasta County. I have over 40 years of customer service experience and I want to bring that experience to all of our county departments. I plan on creating a simple website like fast food franchises and retailers use. Go to this website and let us know how we did. How was your experience? How did we do? The majority of our county departments will get nothing but compliments and all I will say is keep up the good work. Thank you. But for those few departments where we might have a problem, that problem will be addressed. The culture must change to, number one, the citizen is a customer. Treat them accordingly. And number two, if the citizen is a taxpayer, they are the quasi-boss. Treat them as such. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for customer service. Let's make all county departments friendly and helpful like the majority already are. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Reading City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Reading. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Michael DeQuisto, Reading Vice Mayor. I'm supporting and wholeheartedly endorse Marcus Parton for City Council.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday, 7th of October. It's about 58 degrees out there. It's going to be really a nice day. Maxim Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. Been in the business since 1993, treats their customers as friends. This is really a super group of people, Judy Maxwell. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, you can reach them at 530-221-0441. I'm here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who just totally, just, you know, walked in and surprised us all. Congressman, we talked about, you know, problems with our energy and these things like this. And the election's coming up. I think, you know, you read different things depending on which side which site you read from. This could be a tighter election than people think.
You never take an election for granted at any level, you know, whether, I mean, you've been hearing for months and the media's been seemingly happy to preach it, like, oh, the Republicans are gonna swamp the House, they're gonna take over in a big, giant tidal wave, you know. So, well, you know, as bad as the Biden record had been looking and things like that, and people were so frustrated with how their lives had gone with COVID shut down and their jobs and the cost of everything, yeah, it looked that way. So, you know, but things have a way of tempering themselves over time, and so I think the Vegas bookmakers still give the Republicans a very, very strong chance of taking over the House. It might not be 50 seats net new or whatever. Maybe it'll be 20, maybe 25 or something. We need about 7 to have a bare majority. So I'll take a bare majority over not, but it's always good to have a cushion of 20, 30, 40, whatever seats. It just depends what's the mood of the electorate by the time it comes around. The Biden administration has been trying to say that the little gal that does their spokes work there you know, about 3 weeks ago says, well, record drops in fuel prices have happened under this administration. Like, oh yeah, when it goes to the stratosphere and then it starts to come down a little bit, it's going to come down at a fairly fast trajectory, I guess, when it's, you know, $6. I saw $7 at the Sacramento airport yesterday.
Now, there's places here in Southern California we talked about a little bit earlier, $8. But then they asked her the question when the gas prices started pumping back up again, well, is Biden taking credit for this? Well, you know,
it's nuanced, right?
It's the Russian bump. What do people talk to you about, Congressman? I mean, you travel throughout this district. In fact, you've got to leave a couple minutes early because you're heading up to MacArthur.
Yeah.
What are people saying to you about this is their main concerns?
That government just quit helping us, okay? That's a little tongue-in-cheek, but government doesn't seem to have the solution, not coming out of Sacramento, not coming out of the White House, on the basic things. Why is energy costing so much, you know? We mentioned a minute ago that they somehow miraculously had an epiphany in the state legislature to keep Diablo Canyon nuke plant open, you know, another 5 years, which that plant is 9% of the state power grid. You know, had we lost that, there's two reactors that are going to shut, one in 24 and one in 2025. And so, I mean, where do you find that 9%, especially when it's a hot day in July or August and they're telling you to shut things down, or Gavin's electric car mandate? Everybody in the country is laughing at that one, you know, forcing us into electric cars, no more gas car sales by 2035. And then they're telling me, in the same breath, don't charge your car these few days. Maybe wait till the weekend. Like, where the hell are you supposed to go? What are the people in Florida that are electric car people when the hurricane wipes them out supposed to do?
And, well, we talked about that when they catch on fire. It appears that they're having an epidemic of electric EVs catching on fire when the batteries get corroded.
Yeah, but everybody's just all lining up like sheep. You know, the auto manufacturers and the big corporate CEOs, you know, there's this thing called ESG. Are you following that, Carl?
ESG.
ESG. Your listeners, please Google that when the show's over with. It's environmental, social, and governance.
Yes.
And
yes,
this is what
ESG.
Big corporations are all. Man, you look at any large corporation and they'll have on their website a whole separate page, and they'll just have just pages and pages and pages of this ESG stuff, and it's all this, you know, feely-goody stuff that actually, when you get down to it, it's going to be very harmful to our economy, harmful to what your family needs, because they're all trying to kowtow towards a handful of protesters, basically, environmental protesters and a whole bunch of the so-called equity and equality people there, you know, and that kind of starts getting into this LGBT and trans sexual thing that's going on. You know, and they don't dare want to be out on line of that because they want to have great scores from these people. So look at the country like Sri Lanka here. Their economy is in shambles, and they threw their government out because they basically pursued this environmental, social, and governance ESG stuff to look good on the world stage. It's really wrecked their economy, and it's wrecked their governance there by doing this. And so, you know, I'm just giving you the straight stuff here. There's some dangerous things going on, limiting of speech and force, you know, if you don't have a good ESG score in your, I was with a group down in New Mexico yesterday. These are energy producers. They're well drillers for gas and oil and such down there. And soon they will not be able to be financed to start their next gas field, their next oil well, whatever it is, because the companies that do the financing are having to answer, or they're choosing to answer, to political correctness with these ESG scores. They get people on these boards of directors that demand this stuff. You have stockholders, people that are buying stock in major oil companies and gas companies and other things like that, that get, they're buying enough stock in order to have a block of votes to put these crazies on these boards of directors. And so you'll see, just go on any major energy company, it looks like they're afraid or embarrassed to produce oil and gas anymore. They're so worried about planting flowers and trees and, you know, sponsoring little league teams and stuff like that to show how PC they are. And those are all nice things, right? Right, Carl? But they're not focused on what it really takes to make a country run. You have to have an energy source. And the cost of everything being so high these days and in short supply, it all comes back to the root of energy, We're an energy economy. We're an energy society. Us, Western Europe, Japan, anybody that's doing anything has a strong energy supply and policy and plan. We don't have one anymore because Biden is shutting it down left and right. Offshore oil, and their administration, others, well, you got all these leases, you got all these permits. Well, it was very eye-opening talking to these people. It was called the Western Caucus Energy Conference we had down in Albuquerque last couple days. They say, well, you have the lease, you have a permit. Yeah, but the lease isn't practical for them because it might only be on a tiny postage stamp piece of land. And the permit, one permit doesn't do it. One permit means you have to get 11 more to actually get something done. So they don't give them a big enough piece of a lease on a big enough piece of land to do the job because they do horizontal drilling. I could go all day, folks, listening here. And so you have to have the lease go through enough adjacent pieces of property to be effective. So they lie about it in the news saying, well, you got all these leases you're not using. We should just take them back. No, it's a deceptive thing. You have to actually work with these people at a practical level to get these things done and explore for energy.
Well, one of the other things, too, is building new refineries. Oil companies are having a problem investing billions of dollars to make the new refineries when you got the government pushing EV so hard that are they ever going to get their money back?
Well, this comes back to the ESG thing, too.
Yeah.
The big financiers that will finance you for what's it take to build a refinery, $1 billion these days? I don't know.
I would imagine it must cost at least that.
Big pile of money.
Yeah.
But you'll never get the permits. And these folks in the room yesterday at our conference were saying, you know, to get another refinery built in this country, the blockage of the permits and the NEPA, you know, the NEPA is kind of like the California CEQA permit process. They're going to get sued and sued and balled up. And even the federal agency, one of the ladies on the panel was saying that the federal agency decided after a couple years to restart the NEPA process, just arbitrarily restart the permit process. You can't get through that. And so it's going to take a giant shakeup in how this government is run, you know. So right now the Republicans looking to take over the House, and I think we got a good, decent shot at the Senate. We wish we had a couple better candidates in some of these states here. You know, Dr. Oz is not impressing me, but we got to get him over the finish line. The guy in Arizona is looking all right. Herschel Walker, he's okay. I mean, but they're trying to bring up issues on him. So anyway, I think we can get the Senate. And then what that looks like, listeners, is that Republicans in the House and Senate can block a lot of the really bad, crazy stuff that is coming out of this Biden administration and, you know, the Pelosi Congress. And so that's 2 years of blocking and tackling, right? And that, I know that's not a positive thing, but stopping the horrific ideas they have, you know, I just see where the Army came out with a memo here, that's a 58-page memo, that their biggest concern is climate change, and they're going to be doing things to change fuels. And there was a picture of the captioned picture in the article showed soldiers out planting a tree, you know, and so.
Instead of training, because right now our Army is 25% short on recruiting this year. Now, we can go through and say part of it's the economy, part of it is. But many of your recruits come from the Southeast, and they see what's going on in the armed forces, especially the Army. They're just not joining. And you only get 25% of anybody that wants to join that can pass just the inventory of tests, you know, physical, mental, and not been arrested 5 times.
Yeah, Carl,
that is scary, Congressman, to a lot of us out here. What's happening to our military?
Scary is not a big enough word, because the recruitment and retention and for our whether it's our law enforcement or our military. You know, I mean, I was at the Manchin Apple Festival last weekend up there in eastern Tehama County, a really fun event and such. And there was a recruiter there from National Guard. He came up and spoke to me, you know, Congressman, what can we do to get people to, you know, get more enthused about joining up? And Carl, as I look at you across the studio, I do not have an answer for him. I could not in good conscience, and I shouldn't say this out loud, but I'm just being honest, I couldn't in good conscience tell a young person, yeah, join this present military that's more worried about climate change and not training and not having the materiel they need to do the job, because they're more worried about how many we're going to give sex changes and all this stuff. The morale has just got to be in the dumpster for people in the military and in law enforcement, because they're getting dumped on so much. So what I'm talking about is that we have to make a sea change in the way this government works. 22, we can stop bad things coming in. But in 24, we have to make a of change in the White House, and we need somebody in the White House with a steel spine, and that new president needs to appoint people to Department of Interior and Department of Agriculture and Department of everything else with a belief system and not just like, oh, namby-pamby it. I've been pretty disappointed. Even some of the guys Trump had, you know, when we needed some stuff done, they were like, oh, you know.
Not sure, huh? Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 Smart
Would keep your business local.
But their keeper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Nothing but blue sky. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio is a portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I've got my hair cut for 15 years. Congressman, I got to get you down there. Man's last stronghold.
I'm a little overdue.
You are a little overdue. I wasn't going to say anything.
But I'm going for the 70s now.
You can reach them at 530-244-9478. They work by appointments only. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It is a great place. I'm here with Congressman Doug Amalfa, who just strolled in this morning and is on his way up to
MacArthur.
What's going on up in MacArthur today?
Well, a kind of a neat thing. It's a lady up there named Janet Euler was the postmaster at the post office there for 32 years. And so there's a lot of family and friends that really, really revered her and loved her service over the years. She passed away a few years ago, but the community asked, could we get that post office named for her? And so we're having that naming ceremony today. You know, some people will make fun of that, like, oh, what are you guys doing back there in Congress? You're just naming post offices. I get that. But when it comes down to the real deal of what it means in a community and stuff, that's why we do it. And so for that, we'll be running up for that. So that'll be interesting. And, you know, this dumb COVID business has kept that bottled up for 2 years. So I hope the people there don't think that I forgot about it or something. But
no.
It's kind of a U.S. Postal Service call on when we do it, too, because, you know, the federal government has been much more reticent to open things up, including, like, the IRS, man. I heard a thing about where the IRS doesn't have any people in their offices down there. You got this giant whole floor in whatever city they were talking about, and there's, like, three people in a space that would hold 100. So that's why your tax refunds are miles behind. And so Biden wants to add 87,000 people to work from home. It's crazy.
Congressman, Nick called in with a question. Does the House and the Senate have anything to do with the interest rates?
A good question. There's probably a couple different ways to look at that. No, the direct angle is it's by the Federal Reserve making the call on that, and that's they're an extension of the executive branch, you know, who the president appoints to that every, I think it's 10 years, maybe 8. And so in that sense, they make the call looking on the money supply issue and other economic conditions. But the federal government takes responsibility in the form in Congress and the White House by the spending and the money supply issue that's been, you know, just completely blown out of proportion in the last couple of years with all the COVID spending and this stimulus and the so-called Inflation Reduction Act and climate change spending. All that effect, all this money just being dumped into the trough that's fake money. It's borrowed money, borrowed from our creditors around the world, basically. That has distorted things enough to where we have inflation, we have a money supply issue that's distorting. So I'd say, yeah, maybe it's co-equal with the Fed and congressional and White House action. And, you know, I see now that the state's trying to copycat it too with putting out stimulus checks, and I think we're gonna get $1,000 check from our, the great Gavin there on supposedly in response to this gas price situation. I think everybody's going to get $1,000 check for that pretty soon.
I think it's $1,080 if you make a family makes less than $500,000 a year, and it's less as you go up. So I guess you could use that, but with the cost of fuel being the way it is and winter coming on, the cost of heating fuel. We talked about this last year when it went up, and it's going to probably still be high.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not the state.
$1,000 is gone, is what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah, I guess everybody be grateful for $1,000 versus not, but it's not really the state's purview. The state needs to be looking inwardly. You know, down there in Sacramento, they have investigative meetings like, why is the price of fuel so high? It must be the gas stations. You know, no, it's policy here. We have the highest tax of anywhere, just about any state in the country. I think it is highest here. So, you know, I saw prices in Albuquerque, $3.79 yesterday. In Washington, D.C., it's cheaper than California. It's an expensive place in D.C.
My kids live in Albuquerque, and they complain about the cost of gas, and I just say to them, $6.59, and they stop.
Yeah, well, but importantly, we should not get used to this, you know, because people see, you know, if it's down from 6 to 4, oh, 4, that ain't bad. No, wait a minute. It was 3 before in California, and other states as low as 189. We should not get used to this. It's not this terminology, the new normal. This ain't normal, people. We can produce the energy in this country if they would unshackle the pipelines and the drillers. I was talking about permits a minute ago, if you heard. You know, they don't have the permits they need to actually do the job. And EPA holds it up. The environmentalists hold it up. Lawsuits hold it up. And a White House and a whole bunch of Democrats that don't actually believe in domestic energy are holding it up. We could take care of ourselves with our natural gas needs and flood our own market with petroleum products that would bring the price right back into line in no time. Except, no, the dummy in the White House is instead releasing our strategic petroleum reserve. That's going to be emptied out. And are we going to fill that back up at $6 type fuel, you know, per barrel, I think is $87 right now. Trump had that thing topped off when it was cheap. You know, you couldn't run things more incompetently than what this White House is doing. And, I'm not just saying that as a partisan or whatever. You look at it, it doesn't make a lick of sense.
One of the questions that have come in is, you know, we've dodged a bullet this year. Mostly on fires.
Yeah.
But the down trees, the dead trees, even though we're seeing a lot of logging going on out there, there are still millions of these trees out there on federal land and this. I know you've introduced bills to take that, you know, to address that and to help people that have been, you know, with the fires, been damaged by the fires. Are we going to see a real significant effort from the feds to clean this mess up?
We have to clean up the government, man. You know, I mean, it's just being honest with you folks or being straight. It's just you get a lot of lip service for that. You know, the chief of the U.S. Forest Service and Forest Service folks that are listening, this isn't pointed at the people on the ground that are trying to do the work, the firefighters. And, you know, we've got some good forest chiefs around here and such that are we were working with. But this is a top-down problem. And part of that is locked up in that they do get sued every time they make a move. But, you know, when people are not going back to work in the federal government and fulfilling permits and doing the things that need to be done because we've got this COVID cavern mentality, we gotta get real on this. So if they're not going to do it, then let's let the private sector do it. So anytime soon, you know, when the chief came out with a plan that says that we're going to Forest Service has just under 200 million acres in the country under its purview. And their ambitious plan was to take 20 million of their lands and try and move more quickly on management of it, you know, with thinning and harvesting and brush removal and et cetera, right? So 20 million is 10% of just, you know, the approximately 200 million. So what's 10% of that mean? It means that basically if you put it over the whole 200 million acres, it's 1% per year. So it'll take 100 years to get over the forest landscape. That is not nearly quick enough for Greenville, for Paradise, and for the towns that I still worry about. You know, I mentioned I was in Manton the other day, and when I was done, came on up north and came out on 44. And then they're doing some great work around Shingletown and such.
They
and
are.
My hat's off to them.
Yeah.
But these are the towns I fear for, Shingletown and you know, Westwood. We lost, you know, a big portion of a town called Klamath River over there on the Klamath River, right, in western Siskiyou County. And I got to go to after Matt, and I ran up to Montague last weekend, and they had just the greatest fundraising event there in Montague, kind of central north Siskiyou County, in order to raise funds for a new community hall for the people down Klamath River. They raised $26,000 with just normal, regular people at that event helping out. So, you know, it's the people around here want to come together if they just have the chance. If they have industry, a timber industry, that they can actually put people back to work. You know, we lost another portion of the town of Weed here the other day with not so much forest related, but people want to bounce back and do. You know, here's okay. L.A. Times was up at Greenville, and there's three articles last week, three different articles basically attacking the idea that people should not live in the wooded areas, okay, because we have to build them back when they burn down. Well, Carl, do you have a seven-second delay on swearing here on those? Are we super
high?
Yeah,
we needed it the other day, in fact.
Okay, yeah.
Because
if one flies out for me here, but it's just so, so angering. That the attitude, the L.A. Times, is that, well, we shouldn't have people living up there because then we have to rebuild their towns when it burns down. Well, if you people would allow the thinning and the clearing around towns, I had to pass a bill just a couple years ago to make it easier to clear around power lines. Well, how obvious is that? You know, Forest Service takes months and months to issue a permit to take a hazardous tree or a few trees around power lines. And so, I mean, we're just killing ourselves with incompetence in government causing us to burn our towns down. So yeah, so if you're mad about the bill to rebuild Greenville or Paradise or Klamath River or Hornbrook or Doyle or anything else, then maybe look inwardly at the policies that are endangering all that and causing them to get burned out. Because years and years ago, when they had a timber industry there, they were people were doing that. They were sending the wood and paper products that the people in the city wanted, so they could read their newspaper in their morning and sit in their wooden chair and live in a wood frame house and all that. They forget all that stuff.
I saw something else too, and totally changing the subject, but you introduced a bill and you're involved with this about marijuana. This huge explosion of marijuana farms and illegal marijuana. In the North
it's all illegal, here. According to the federal government, sir.
Well, it's anyway, but to try and get help for people like this, the Siskiyou County Sheriff is just overwhelmed, totally overwhelmed.
And that guy's a prince, you know, and their DA is working, good guy up there, hand in hand, and the county's been working to work on ordinances. So what they have, you know, if you haven't followed, I'd ask your listeners to just dig into this a little bit. Read up on what has happened in Siskiyou. Now, they're doing this on private land, but it's outside cartel folks. You have Chinese interests there. You have and they're employing a lot of people from the Hmong community, you know, the Hmong folks.
Yes.
From that kind of Vietnam era and such. I think what you have there is people that are in an indentured servant role there. I don't think they're really some of them want to be there. I think you have some human trafficking even going on, people that are living in these really unclean and not nice situations out there, but they're doing it on private land, so it's kind of been a different angle than like all over in Trinity County, for example, where they've been doing this on federal lands growing marijuana. and such big time. So just take, go on the internet, look at the pictures of all the greenhouses they've put up without a permit from the county. They're taking water and moving it around on trucks. And you got even a couple of growers up there, a couple of ranchers that are selling on this water. And so these guys are just as big a dirt bags as the cartels, as far as I'm concerned, and making money off of that without the right permits, you know. And not that the county wants to be in the big permit business, but when you have a problem like this, they've taken steps to try and narrow that down so people can't be hauling water to these marijuana grows, which they're illegally. The county has a marijuana ordinance because they have to, of either 6 or 12 plants per person for personal use. There isn't supposed to be this mass production. These warehouses, these greenhouses, like, say, I don't know, 40 by 80 feet in size, and just thousands of plants. And there's thousands of these greenhouses up there. And so the sheriff and others are just outmatched by the effort here. But they've done a courageous job of coming after it there. I even got to run the bulldozer one day myself and push those freaking things out. Because this marijuana thing, folks, do not be fooled by, oh, we're going to make money off it. We're going to tax it and regulate it and keep an eye on it. When you bring it into your town, you're just bringing all this dirtiness right into your downtown by having these dispensaries. And the money going out, you know, coming into the coffers, there's three times that going out the back door still taking care of cartel stuff. And the marijuana we're dealing with these days, the THC level is much higher. It's much more dangerous. If kids get a hold of it in these chewables or making it look like candy or whatever, however they get a hold of it, it's really detrimental. It's
gummies,
really harmful.
Gummies.
The gummies.
Yeah.
And then start reading the articles on the psychosis that's coming around, that's coming with this stuff. This isn't your hippie uncle from the 70s and 60s marijuana anymore that might be. This is causing psychosis in people. And say, oh, Doug, you're being ridiculous. This is just a medicine. It's a medicine. Like, no, it isn't. Read up on it. Look up marijuana psychosis, and you're seeing that a lot of these shooters, you know, these big shooter
incidents
are happening around the school. You can trace some of this back to the drugs they're taking. And so they're using marijuana as a medicine or as a thing to, you know, to make whatever's going on in their life feel better or something like that. It's driving psychosis in people. This needs to be looked at much more, and I intend to help drive that message too, because we're killing ourselves with this stuff. You know, Colorado hasn't been a great experiment. The numbers are up on crime and on health issues in Colorado and Washington. The more we add to this, and it's still it's illegal federally to do this stuff.
Okay, I've got 3 minutes left.
Yeah, sorry.
Let's address fentanyl. No, because you have to get out here early, and I have to run some spots. But fentanyl has become. You said something during a break that was really, really hit home. Adults can take all types of abuse from the government. And I'm not talking physical abuse, but all types.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the kids, they really react to this. And we have, we had more overdose deaths from opiates last year, more suicides, and fentanyl is coming across this border by the millions of pills. Is this something that y'all are looking at? Or is it just the fact that the border is open?
Not looking at it. We're speaking out on it. We're trying to pass legislation. And the Biden administration is looking the other way. This porous border situation is just unbelievable as to how ignorant and how uninterested they are in the issue. Our, you know, our borders are Kamala Harris. She's not, I don't even know why they named her that. So they are letting this stuff happen. I mean, these people ought to be brought up on charges for it is treasonous, and it's impeachable, I guess you could say. You know, that's an overused word these days, but they do not care about the citizens of this country the way they leave this border open. This fentanyl's coming in. I don't have to tell you how deadly it is. It's coming in a candy form now. This Halloween coming up, folks, I don't know, and I'd hate to be the fun killer here, but I think it'd be crazy to let your kids go out and trick or treat the way we have in the past with this stuff out there. I mean, find other things to do for them, because these evil people are out there putting it in everything, and it looks like it's in candy form now.
Yeah, they said rainbow colors and things.
So it's the fentanyl. I could go on all day.
I know.
It's just amazing.
Congressman, thanks so much for being with us today. Thanks for stopping by.
Fun to join you in the studio today.
It is. You know, enjoy it.
As we got some other issues or things we're going to do up here in Shasta County and such. Right. But it's a pleasure to be on and to serve our neighbors here and such. So, folks, you just got to hang in there and, you know, trust your own instinct. If something's not passing the smell test, if it doesn't seem right, you know, we're talking about drugs and such and kids, this thing with kids, right?
Especially kids.
I'm just thank God people, you know, they've all lined up dutifully to take the COVID vaccine and all that stuff. 29% of Americans ended up not doing it. And the number percentage for kids is much higher. Parents have finally just drawn the line and saying, the stuff, I don't know if this is going to help my children, you know. And so we've seen in other places, like the Virginia governor's race last year, the crazy stuff they were talking about education and the kids' parents' right to be part of their education, it cost them almost a shoo-in Democrat governor there. He was almost a shoo-in, but instead we got a Republican one because he sided with parents and their responsibilities over their kids. And so we have this evil governor down there in Sacramento that he signed legislation to take parents' rights away. People can bring their kids from out of state to get sex changes, or they can find their way here, and their parents are not allowed to know about that. Just dig into the sex change business. I don't even want to call it sex change. It's genital mutilation is what we're talking about here. That is a dead end. Watch this video by Matt Walsh called What is a Woman? And see the people who have been, your heart will break for the people who have been through this, who have been deceived and told by people that this so-called sex change, which really is genital mutilation, is going to change their life and make them better. We are doing such a number on our society on leading people down a terrible path, and it really comes down to, you gotta have faith in God and have a higher power, because government ain't it. Government ain't it. It's really, we have to pull together, folks, and stand for the right things and be strong and get your own steel spine on resisting the bad stuff that they're putting upon us. And I'll stop there, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Congressman, I know you got to make the run. So, but then again, you got one of those internal combustion engine cars that does 140 miles an hour.
Out of my cold, dead fingers.
Hey, we got like 3 minutes left. Let's hit that last break now and get that. And people, have a great weekend. So many things are happening in our world, but have a great weekend and God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
This is Baron Browning. I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor to make sure the worst wildfires we faced stay in the past. Like I've witnessed the aftermath of fires, millions of dollars in destruction of property, endless loss of natural beauty, and the needless lives of heroes taken. No one should have to live in fear their home will burn down. With your vote, we'll combat wildfire together.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Wind River Resort and Casino has Monday Night Football, the best day of the week. So come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside season. Score big with our stadium snacks half off during the game. Play hard, win easy with more prizes, cash, and free slot play. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. So get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.